Nation, Manx Radio.
This is Judith Lay welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service.
Manx Radio.
Today we're going to St Thomas's Church in the cultural quarter here in the centre of Douglas, and we're getting ready to be awe-inspired.
Him in humbleness.
singers and a hymn in praise of creation, all creatures of our God and King. And celebrating creation is, as you'll hear, right at the heart of our programme today. St Thomas's Church is just off the promenade, close to the Villa Marina and the Gaiety Theatre here in the centre of Douglas, and is probably one of the island's most beautiful churches, home to the precious Nicholson murals. And very soon it's going to give us a chance to see the planet Earth as we've never seen it before. We're going to get the full story now as we catch up with the Vicar of St Thomas's, Reverend Liz Hull. Liz, good morning and welcome. It seems a really long time since we last had a good chat.
Thank you, Judith. It's lovely to catch up with you and have a good skeet.
This is exactly what I want to do. I want to start with Easter Sunday morning because I saw pictures on social media and you were doing a baptism in the sea as part of your sunrise service.
I was assisting at a baptism. It was Reverend Janet Corlett who was doing the baptism and she needed someone else to assist. So I assisted and it was lovely to meet the family of the young lad who was baptised and to help with that. It was an exciting start to the morning.
Baptism, this was what Easter was all about for the new Christians coming into the church, being baptised, having done their period of penance during Lent. But lovely that it was an ecumenical event.
Absolutely. It was a real privilege to help Janet with that. And the young lad who was baptised, his family were from the Church of South India, which was where I was baptised and confirmed. So that was another connection for me, which made it really exciting.
We've talked a little about this before, but growing up and going to school in India, a bit nostalgic for you.
Yes. And also we went round to meet them and they made some lovely idlis and dosa, which are a lovely Indian food that I absolutely love. So that was another really lovely thing too.
And Easter is just central to everything that we are as Christians. So a very, very big and busy time for you. And now this is the Gaia project. This is the Earth coming to St Thomas's. Tell us, first of all, what it is.
Well, Luke Jerram, the artist who created Gaia, he's created it from photographs of the Earth from space. So it's an accurate representation of the Earth. And it's, from all accounts, beautiful. I haven't seen it yet, of course, because it's not here and I haven't been privileged to see it anywhere else. But I know it's been all over the place, started in Liverpool Cathedral, and Liverpool Cathedral are one of the sponsors.
As Liz just said, the Anglican Cathedral in Liverpool were one of the supporting partners in the creation of Gaia, and it was there that the art installation first went on display. Let's listen now to the reactions of some of the people who saw it and to the artist himself, Luke Jerram, explaining a little more about Gaia.
I was immediately moved to tears. My daughter said to me, "Why are you crying?" I said, "I'm not crying, I'm just humbled."
You come off the busy street and everyone just stops and there's like a sense of stillness as it's spinning around really slowly.
I just felt really like proud in a weird way as well.
All of your senses are involved.
It was amazing. You know, you come from normal life and then you get this little glimpse of something behind the door and then you walk into this amazing dark room.
My name is Luke Jerram and I'm the artist behind the Gaia Earth artwork. Humanity has been staring at the moon for 200,000 years. The moon has inspired so much music and mythology and literature and every culture right around the world. Whereas it's only been 50 years that humanity has been able to see our planet Earth from space as a blue marble floating in the blackness of space.
I was so mesmerised by it.
It's quite awe-inspiring, really.
That mixture of fragility and strength that is there.
We were thinking about how small we were.
It makes us wonder perhaps what we're doing to our world, what it'll be like for our children's children.
I'm hoping when people come and see this Earth artwork, they'll realise the beauty and the fragility of our planet and that actually it's our only home and we really have to look after it.
We don't have time to sit on our hands as our planet burns. For young people, climate change is bigger than election or re-election. It's life or death.
If we don't take action, the collapse of our civilizations and the extinction of much of the natural world is on the horizon. Together, we can make real change happen.
It will take radical action to save us. It will take radical action to save us.
Nature is one of the most exciting, amazing, and incredible things in the whole world.
Bringing Gaia, this amazing Earth artwork, to the island is a collaboration between Net Zero Isle of Man, Orsted, the Arts Council, and Biosphere Isle of Man, with St Thomas's Church being chosen by Net Zero to be the place where this giant illuminated three-dimensional globe will seem to float, framed inside St Thomas's magnificent archways and its famed Nicholson murals.
We were really glad when Jade Foster from Net Zero Isle of Man approached St Thomas's Church to see if we would host it. And they approached us on the basis of our flower tower and the success of that last year.
Liz has just said that St Thomas's was chosen as the venue for Gaia following the success of another project that almost brought Douglas to a standstill last August, as we all admired the amazing Flower Tower. Let's just remind ourselves of how Liz explained that to us at the time.
These are flowers that have been knitted or crocheted by members of the craft group at St Thomas's, but also people around the island. The idea took off and people knitted flowers and left them at the back of church or down by the church bookshop or at Bon Ton Fabrics, and then I'd pick up a bag and bring them back. And they've all been incorporated in. We don't know all the people who've contributed to this project, but we're extremely grateful for everyone who's contributed.
You're saying Flower Tower, and all these flowers have been stitched onto a very strong mesh background. So what are you going to do with it?
Laxey Mines Research Group, Pete Geddes and his team, they have helped with the faculty process, which is getting permission from the church authorities, helping us with the netting and the strength and the ropes that are going to hold it in place. So they've really helped a tremendous amount, and we're extremely grateful to them, and are helping us to put the netting outside the church tower, down from the Louvre windows, down in front of the door, on the tower facing the sea. 20 metres of netting with over 3,000 flowers sewn on there.
So bright and beautiful. It will be a talking point. And of course, going up from the Louvre windows in the tower, it'll be visible from quite a distance.
Yes.
But for you, it's got a deeper meaning, hasn't it, Liz?
Yes. It reminds me of St Thomas's. It's so colourful and vibrant. It's going to point towards the beauty of the interior of the church and just the activity and the variety of activity that happens here. You know, it's a very vibrant community.
And the Flower Tower is coming back. It will be installed again next Saturday, weather permitting.
Yeah.
it's an exciting event. It ties in with Earth Day on the 22nd of April. So it's a really timely moment to reflect on our world and how we can protect it and what we can do to celebrate it and be thankful for all that we have and not take it for granted.
It's very exciting that this is a collaboration between the environment agencies on the island and the church. And that's really important because what we're trying all the time to do is to see how the church integrates with the community. So this is a real witness, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's been a really fantastic opportunity to remind people that the church also cares about the environment, that it's very much one of our marks of mission to care about the environment and sustainability and climate justice. So, you know, that's a really important thing for us as part of our Christian faith, to look after the people who are suffering as a result of climate change, to acknowledge our failings. You know, that's something that Christians do all the time, and acknowledging our responsibility as humans in causing the issues with the climate and not taking good care of the world as stewards, as we've been invited to as part of our Christian faith, as part of humanity. We have a responsibility to care for the world and for the inhabitants of the world, which isn't just humans, but all creatures.
At the moment, Liz, you're understandably caught up in the busyness. But do you also feel that this is going to be a spiritual moment for you?
Yes. What makes my faith really come alive is when I think about our responsibilities as communities, as people, to humanity, to the world, to each other. And so recognising where we are and what we need to do to care for our world is something that I feel is intrinsic to life as a Christian. You know, I think it's such a valuable thing for us to take on board and see as part of our mission as much as any of the other aspects of our faith. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely amazing, and we're all really excited about it. At the moment, we're trying to recruit volunteers to come and help stewarding it, because we certainly want to make it a success for the whole island. It's not just a St. Thomas's event. It's an island event. It's Gaia on the Isle of Man. So it'd be really lovely to have volunteers.
If somebody would like to help you with this, Liz, what's the best way of them getting in touch with you?
If they contact me on liz.hull@sodaandman.im, my email, or ring 677711, they're both available on the church website, and they can contact me and let me know if they'd like to help. And we'll be having some preparation for volunteers just before the start of the 3-week event of Gaia.
So just remind us of the dates when it's actually going to be in place and open to the public to come and have a look at it.
It will open to the public from the 20th of April through till the 12th of May, at which point I'll collapse in a heap and go on holiday.
I can't think of anyone on this island who deserves a holiday more than you do, Liz, when it's over. So opening hours each day?
We are looking at offering 45-minute sessions between 10 and 4 p.m. And we are doing those as ticketed sessions, though there will be some opportunity for drop-ins. But we're encouraging people to go online and get the tickets for the sessions from the Net Zero Isle of Man website. That's just so that the church isn't overwhelmed at any time. It will be possible to book those tickets, I believe, from Go Online, round the corner from the Welcome Centre at the Sea Terminal building in Douglas.
But what about schools, Liz?
The middle week is the week that we're offering schools, and the sessions for the schools will be not the same time as when it's open to the public, for obvious reasons.
You've also got a special Songs of Praise service, haven't you? Tell me about that, Liz.
Singing together is something that inspires everyone. You know, it's such a wonderful thing to do. We have our summer concerts here and we always sing a hymn, and to have a church full of people all singing together, that is a hugely powerful thing. And what better to do than sit under an image of the earth and sing all about the wonderful earth that we have. And so I've been wandering around and asking various members of the congregation, what's your favourite hymn? And so I've got a list together, a real cross-section of hymns that often have a theme to do with the world and our life together in the world. So we're really hoping that people will come along from all churches or no faith at all. It will be a wonderful occasion just to sit and sing together songs of praise, thinking about the wonderful world that we have, giving thanks for it and remembering our responsibility to care for it too.
I do know that hymn, Lord for the Years, is among the many favourites that'll feature in Songs of Praise Beneath Gaia, Luke Jerram's amazing art installation of the world in St Thomas's Church, just off the promenade in the Cultural Quarter here in Douglas, next Sunday evening at 6:30. Gaia is in St Thomas's Church between the 20th of April and the 12th of May. For tickets and details of all the special events during these weeks, go to netzero.im. And a reminder, if you'd like to volunteer as a steward, Reverend Liz's number is 677711. Reverend Liz Hull, Vicar of St Thomas's, preparing to receive the world into the church. Thank you for joining us today.
It's been wonderful to catch up with you, Judith. Thank you.
And now let's finish with a few other items from our notice board, beginning with services later today. There's a service in Bagarrow Chapel, just outside Kirkmichael, this afternoon at 2:30. I'm looking forward to being there, and there's a warm welcome for everyone. Tonight, the Mariners' Choir will be in Abbeylands Methodist Chapel for a service at the usual time of 6:30. Mrs. Brenda Kinnish will preach, Mrs. Jane Corkill is the soloist, and the organist is Mr. Andrew Smith, MHK. As usual, the service will be followed by supper and community hymn singing. This will be the only service in Abbeylands today. There'll be no afternoon service, just for today. On Tuesday the 16th, there's a coffee morning in Port Erin Methodist Church. The kettle will be boiling between 10 and 11:30. Also on Tuesday the 16th, but in the evening, Trinity Treasures is coming to Trinity Methodist Church at Rosemount here in Douglas. This is a grand variety concert and supper when you'll be entertained by Gareth Moore and Mandy Griffin, raising funds for our hyperbaric chamber. Admission is £10, including a sumptuous supper, and it all starts at 7:30 on Tuesday night. There's a couple of brass band concerts this week too. Manx Concert Brass will be in concert in St Paul's Church in Ramsey on Wednesday the 17th at 8:00. And Manx Youth Band will be in Kirkbraddon, Braddon Parish Church, at 7:30 on Thursday the 18th. Both concerts are free admission, with an opportunity to give to a retiring collection if you wish. The next simple lunch in the Cool Chapel Hall will be this Thursday the 18th. Pop in between noon and 2 p.m. for the usual delicious homemade soups, desserts and a choice of tea or coffee. There's a warm welcome for all, and the Cool Chapel is just at the top end of the business park, very handy for workers and shoppers too. And finally, next Saturday the 20th, there's a coffee morning in Ballykilferrick Chapel, open between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. This is a good opportunity to find out more about the restoration work being carried out in the chapel. And I'm afraid that's all that we have time for now, but I'll be back later in our virtual lounge tonight from 9:00 onwards with our usual mix of easy listening music, your requests and dedications, and I'd love you to join me if you can. And so, until whenever we meet again, this is Judith saying thank you for listening, and I wish you and those you love a blessed and peaceful week and a very good morning. The Nation Station.